Hello, this is actually Kenyan Culture dictating industrial court on Dewey Carney. Date of birth is 5/16/1962. Date of procedure is April 18, 2024. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold sample colectomy and cold biopsy colectomy. Indication is bright red blood rectum, comma, constipation, comma, screening for colorectal cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, history of PUD. Description, procedure, and clinical symptoms obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, tissue emergency. While explaining to the patient, period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated, for anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care, while lubricated, lymphocytic, gastric liquid introduced into the esophagus and into the direct vision to the second portion, drawn and paired, careful examination, the end of the drawn and pulled, second portion, drawn and stomach, junction, esophagus, or retroflex, who's obtained in the cardiac area, suction, removed some of the floral draw, the scope, the patient's in turnaround, and left lateral position, period of the jurassic exam is around, period of the lymphocytic, a colonoscope is introduced into rectum and ransom direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, elasticle valve, and compound to the full sphere. Careful examination made in sequence, elasticle valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sedimentary colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum period, plus and bipropes is created as a five, 1-2-2 period. Overall, suboptimal to poor prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared on the mark. While the Z line was irregular, a 41 centimeter pipe block, a 15 centimeter span of salmon colored mucosa with four tongues. With three tongues, comma. Biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol to rule out Barrett's esophagus, comma. This is Prague C0M. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema. More so in the antrum than in the body. Biopsies are obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of a gastric body ulcer, comma, forced class 3, clean based, comma, approximately 7 millimeters in size. Comma, this was biopsied separately for histology. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema, comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next line. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure, sessile polyp, and with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp, and with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 12 millimeter rectal sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate in size. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line. Plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following, comma, we'll send in RX. Next line. Sorry, RX has been sent in. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the ulcer. Next line, if patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, we'll need continued PPI daily. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up and office as previously scheduled. Thank you.